This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans will soon get access to more information about nursing homes where the new coronavirus has taken hold. The state had been requiring formal requests before releasing the names of elder care facilities with outbreaks. Now they say that starting Wednesday, the state health department plans to release reports every week. That data will show outbreaks, confirmed cases, and deaths related to COVID-19 at elder care facilities. Colorado energy regulators are hosting a meeting today on the largest oil and gas fine in state history. CPR's Grace Hood has more.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission fined a subsidiary of Occidental Petroleum more than $18 million for leaking gas, which led to a deadly home explosion in Firestone in 2017. That killed two people and severely injured one. The virtual meeting isn't open to public comment. Rather, it's a chance for state officials to question Kerr McGee, a subsidiary of Occidental, over the events that led to the deadly home explosion. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis is giving state officials the ability to release juvenile offenders early who do not pose a risk to public safety. The order also suspends some seclusion rules to allow the State Department of Human Services to use seclusion to reduce the spread of COVID-19 and allows the agency to refuse to accept some juveniles committed to state custody. As of Friday, three staff members at facilities run by the Division of Youth Services had tested positive for COVID-19. The weather forecast has more snow today and this evening around Denver and in Colorado Springs. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.